A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, it was a Wednesday matinee. It was the last of a rather brief two-game homestand for the Marlins. Edinson Volquez went toe-to-toe against Daniel Gossett, who was making his major league debut for the Athletics. And with a recap of all the festivities, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins dug themselves an early hole this afternoon against the A's, but they exploded. And 11 runs, 13 hits later, Miami's got back-to-back wins over Oakland to sweep this quick two-game series. And the Marlins roll on to Atlanta. Wins now in 12 of the last 17. The Marlins have gone 15-8 after starting the year 14-27. Edinson Volquez, a red-hot pitcher on the mound for the Marlins. He was opposed by Daniel Gossett, a 24-year-old making his major league debut this afternoon for the A's. Volquez allowed one run in his last three starts combined, none in his last 16 innings coming in, but he got into trouble in the first. With one out, he walked Jed Lowry. With two outs, Chris Davis hit what looked like an inning-ending ground ball to third, but it was misplayed by Derek Dietrich, and the error extended the inning. Volquez couldn't slam the door. He walked Yonder Alonso. That loaded the bases. He then walked Stephen Vogt to force in a run that ended the 16-inning scoreless string for Volquez. Finally, he struck out Chad Pinder to end the first, but the A's had sent seven men to the plate in a 31-pitch first inning, and they had taken a 1-0 lead. The youngster Gossett set down the Marlins in order in the bottom of the first, got Gordon, Stanton, and Yelich on only nine pitches. Then in the top of the second, things are really looking rosy for the A's. A leadoff double by Matt Joyce. He was sacrificed to third on a bunt by Gossett. Jacob Brugman then hit a bouncer back to the mound, and an alert play by Volquez enabled him to catch Joyce off of third base. He was finally retired in a rundown, 1-5-2-6. So there were two outs with just a man at second base in that second inning, Brugman taking second during the rundown. But then Jed Lowry worked a two-out walk, extending the inning, and with two men on, Ryan Healy stepped in for the Athletics.
Here's the 1-0. And here's a high fly ball. This is out toward right center. Yelich looking up, Stanton looking up, and it is gone. A home run for Ryan Healy, his 15th, and he now has 40 batted in. A three-run homer and a 4-0 Oakland A's lead.
So the A's were off and running, but back came the Marlins in the bottom of the second. They can play long ball too. Leading that inning off, Marcell Ozuna.
Here's a high fly ball hit deep into the air toward the home run sculpture by Ozuna, and it is up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna, number 17, RBI number 45, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard against the rookie Daniel Gossett.
Gossett would bounce back to retire Real Muto and Dietrich, but he couldn't get Tyler Moore.
This ball is hit high into the air to left. Going back, Davis at the track, looking up, and it's up, up and away. A home run for Tyler Moore, number five. So the big first baseman continues to do a terrific job filling in for Justin Bourne. Number five for Tyler Moore, his 17th run batted in. Two home runs served up here.
Those two long balls got the Marlins back into the game. That's our move of the game today, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. It was still 4-2, and the Marlins came to the plate in the bottom half, inning number three. Edinson Volquez led the inning off, working a walk. He was erased on a D. Gordon fielder's choice. D. went to second on a single by Giancarlo Stanton. And with two on and one out, up stepped Christian Yelich. 1-1 to Yelich is lined out toward right center. Going to get down for a base hit. That'll score. D coming around third. Stanton's digging for third. It's an RBI single for Christian Yelich and the Marlins, who trailed 4-0 at one point. Now back within a run at 4-3 in the third. And the tying man was only 90 feet away for the big bear, Marcell Ozuna. There goes Yelich, 3-2, a bouncer up the middle, right at the second baseman, who steps on the bag late, throws to first. Ozuna's out, but Stanton scores. Starting the runner gets the Marlins a run, and we're all tied at four in the third. Not tied for long, though. In the top of the fourth with one out, the pitcher Daniel Gossett, an infield hit, his first major league hit. He was at first with one out. Jacob Brugman, a fly ball to center for the second out. And up step Jed Lowry, who ripped a double to center field. That scored Gossett from first base. And the A's are back on top 5-4 at that point. That would be the last hurrah for Oakland in this ball game. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, Derek Dietrich led off with an infield single. He went to second when Tyler Moore reached on an error by the third baseman Ryan Healy. JT Real tried to bunt the men to second and third. He bunted back to the mound, and Gossett was able to throw Dietrich out at third base. So they were first and second with one out in the fourth inning. Tomas Tolis to the plate, pinch hitting for the pitcher Volquez. 0-1 to Tolis is hammered left center field. Rajay Davis racing back toward the home run sculpture, and it's off the wall. Extra bases. Here's Moore with the tying run. They're going to hold the runner Riddle at third base. It's a pinch hit RBI double by Tomas Tolis, and we're even again, 5-5. That was it for Gossett making his first major league start with the lefty D. Gordon coming up. Daniel Coulomb, the left-hander out of the bullpen for the A's to face D. Gordon. The 0-1 to D is lined into left, base hit. Here comes the go-ahead man, Riddle. Tolis will be held. D. Gordon with his first hit in the ball game, and the Marlins have grabbed a 6-5 lead in the fourth. They weren't done with Coulomb. The right-handed batter Stanton worked a walk, so the bases were loaded for Christian Yelich. 1-1 runs inside, and it clipped Yelich in the hip. He's hit by the pitch to force in another run. 7-5 Miami. Marlins sent 8 to the plate in that fourth inning, scored 3 runs on 4 hits, an error, a walk, hit by pitch. That would be it for Coulomb. John Axford out of the bullpen, he got Ozuna into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. But the damage was done, and at the end of 4, the Marlins had the lead in this ballgame 7-5. We could close the book on both starting pitchers. Daniel Gossett, 3 1/3 innings in his big league debut, allowed 6 hits, 7 runs, walked 1, struck out 1, allowed 2 homers. He threw 62 pitches, 42 strikes. Volquez done after 4 after the 3 consecutive brilliant starts. He struggled here today, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 4 hits, walked 4, struck out 3, allowed the home run to Healy for Volquez in 4 innings, 92 pitches, 50 strikes. Marlins bullpen took it from there. Kyle Bearclaw, Brad Ziegler, Nick Whitgren, Harlan Garcia, and Dustin McGowan combining to keep these A's off the scoreboard in innings 5-8. Meanwhile, the Marlins broke it open in the fifth with one out. Derek Dietrich hit by a pitch. Tyler Moore walked. Two men on with John Axford on the mound facing JT Riddle.
Here's a ground ball base hit through the left side. Coming to third is Dietrich. He'll come home to score, and the Marlins lead 8-5 on an RBI single to left. Pulled there by JT Riddle.
Now then Ichiro came to the plate as a pinch hitter, and he singled to keep the line moving. For Ichiro, his 365th career play, a hit in interleague play. That's now the most ever in baseball history. Derek Jeter had 364. Ichiro now 365 lifetime hits in interleague play. So the Marlins at that point had the bases loaded for D. Gordon.
Here's the 0-1. And the ball is popped into the air to left. Chris Davis gets under this, makes the catch. Tagging is Tyler Moore. He'll score. The Marlins have another add-on run. Marlins are up 9-5.
And they weren't done. Liam Hendricks out of the bullpen to pitch the sixth inning. He allowed a leadoff single to Christian Yelich, who then stole second base. So Yelly was in scoring position for the scorching hot Marcell Ozuna.
Here's a line drive into the gap in left center. That's going to go all the way and one hop up against the wall. Here comes Yelich around to score on a double by Marcell Ozuna, his 13th double of the year. Marcell Ozuna puts another run up on the board for the Marlins. They've scored 10 and lead 10-5.
And then facing Zach Neale in the seventh with two outs, nobody on. D. Gordon doubled, and up steps Stanton. As Stanton goes the other way, lines one into right field for another hit. D is going to be waved, and Giancarlo delivers his second hit of the day. It's 11-5 Marlins in the seventh. The A's would get one run back against Drew Steckenrider in the ninth, inning an RBI single by pinch hitter Adam Rosales. But this one belongs to the Marlins. 11-6 the final score at Marlins Park on this Wednesday afternoon. For Miami, 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 7 men left. For Oakland, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. The A's left 10. Kyle Bearclaw, the winning pitcher in relief, he's 2-1. Daniel Gossett, the loser in his first major league start, he falls to 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours, 31 minutes, and a crowd of 19,436. Was here to see it. The Marlins with the victory sweep this two-game series from Oakland. They win the season series 3 games out of 4. Marlins now 29-35 on the season. They're back to 500 at home, 16-16 here at Marlins Park. where they've won 10 of their last 12. Meanwhile, the A's fall to 27-38 on the season. They're 9-25 on the road. Only the Phillies have worse road record in all of Major League Baseball. The A's go 1-5 on a six-game trip to Florida. They lost 3-4 at Tampa Bay, and they dropped two straight here at Marlins Park. Our Aquafina stat of the game, Aquafina for happy bodies. Marlins today overcame a four-run deficit to win for the first time this season. They had come back from three runs down to win on three previous occasions. April 23rd in San Diego, they were down 3-0 into the sixth, 1-7-3. April 30th here against the Pirates, they were down 3-0 into the bottom of the second, and they won that game 10-3. And then May 3rd at Tampa Bay, they were down 3-0 into the fourth inning, went on to win 10-6. Today they were down 4-0 after an inning and a half, but they stormed from behind to win this one 11-6. Marlins now 15-8 after a 14-27 start to the year. And we mentioned they are 10-2 now in their last 12 home games. That after they started with only six wins in their first 20 here at Marlins Park. And those are Aquafina stats of the game. Aquafina for happy bodies. A lot of contributors for the Marlins, who went 7-15 with men in scoring position in this game. D. Gordon, another two-hit performance. He had a single, a double, drove in a couple of runs, scored twice. Giancarlo Stanton, two hits, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. Christian Yelich, two hits. He was hit by a pitch, knocked in two, stole a base, and scored a run. Marcelo Ozuna with his 27th multiple hit game of the season, a double, a homer, three runs batted in. Derek Dietrich, a hit by pitch, and a run scored. Tyler Moore hit a home run, walked, reached on an error, drove in one, scored three in this game. JT Riddle had an RBI single and a run scored. Pinch hit RBI double from Tomas Tolis, big hit in this ball game. Pinch hit single from Ichiro. Many, many contributors as the Marlins beat the A's 11-6. And again on the mound, a rough start for Edinson Volquez. Four innings, four hits, five runs, four earned, one unearned. He walked four, struck out three. But then Kyle Bearclaw, Brad Ziegler, Nick Whitgren, Harlan Garcia, and Dustin McGowan combined on four innings of four hit, no run relief. Drew Steckenrider allowed a run on two hits and a walk, but struck out a couple in the ninth. And the Marlins win this ball game 11-6.
Marlins all over the Athletics 11-6 yesterday afternoon. They're off today before traveling to SunTrust Park to pay a visit to the Atlanta Braves for the first time this season. Friday night, 7:35, Dan Straley versus Sean Newcomb. He'll be making his second Major League start. We're on the air at 7:05 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.